Hi, this is Alan Chartok in the Congressional Corner with one of my great friends, Representative Paul Tunko, Democrat of New York's 20th District. He's been in office since 2009. He's generally regarded as the go-to person when it comes to the environment in this country and this world. How are we doing?
Well, we're still dealing with science deniers and delayers, which makes the job all the more difficult, especially because it's veiled in a high degree of urgency. Recently, with the chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee, Frank Pallone of New Jersey, and the subcommittee chair, Bobby Rush, Representative Rush from Chicago for energy, I, as the chair of the Subcommittee on Environment and Climate Change, joined with those two colleagues to announce our rollout of a response to the climate crisis with a year of 2050 as our banner year. No later than 2050, we need to we will set a goal for 100% clean energy. So I think it's a rather robust goal, but if we incorporate all of the sectors of the economy in that effort to reduce carbon from the atmosphere, I think we can get it done. And, you know, that would include agriculture. It would include our buildings, our transportation networks, our manufacturing, and, of course, our utilities.
Assuming that you keep the House of Representatives, the Democrats, and you get the Senate, you flip the Senate, and you elect a president, and the Democrats are in total control, what's your level of confidence that they'll do right by the environment?
Well, I think a lot of people have embraced. I've watched the freshman class, and many of them come from what you might call marginal districts. And I think that they have, in a very passionate way and very progressive way and substantive way, perhaps in a bold move for many of them, they have supported the climate crisis response. And I think that it becomes pretty apparent. I mean, 97% of the world's scientists have said that there is this concept. We just have seen some great presentations that I was able to bring forward to share in Washington, where some very heavy-duty scientists were examining the thawing of what are frozen soils at the poles, and they are now emitting carbon from the thaw. And the impact onto our world scene, the global scene, is tremendous. So there are forces happening that really speak to the urgency of the issue, you know, and I think basically the reason that if there's this Democratic change that you talked about with the White House and the Senate and the maintenance of Democratic leadership in the House, the reason I think they will go forward is that it's now become a backyard issue. What was formerly a concern about polar bears, and rightfully so, or coastal erosion and the impact on coastal communities, is now flooding in Nebraska and historic rises of the Mississippi, so that it is a backyard situation. Wildfires in the Southwest, California dealing with, again, historic outcomes, dangerous outcomes with their forest fires. I think that, you know, there is a can-do spirit. There is a demand, so to speak, from the general public, and rightfully so. So it's going to take a multifaceted approach for us to be able to accomplish all of that carbon reduction that we need to.
Paul Tunko, you're familiar with scientist Jor-El?
Yes.
Remember who he was?
Yes.
Superman's father.
Yeah.
And he put the little baby in the he was prescient, way ahead of his time.
Well,
before his world blew up. You're sort of equivalent to Jor-El here, giving us this warning.
Well, you know, I think that people want to pretend that, for instance, the EPA, which ought to be, you know, way ahead of the curve as stewards of our environment, an agency that has consummate professionals who, I have to believe, get discouraged with the statements made by leadership today in the country. And, you know, they understand that we need to go forward. But leadership from the agency, the administrator, indicates, well, this is not an issue until 2070. So why are we moving on it now? Like, that is a clueless response.
What's more dangerous to this world, nuclear weapons or the climate crisis? Well, this is a good question, isn't it?
It is a good question. I think the nuclear issue, if we can, through some order of dialogue at the table, the global table, the detente that we can orchestrate, and the diplomacy that's essential can protect all of us with sound leadership. The climate issue, Mother Nature is going to make her comment, no matter whether we delay or deny. And the rise of the sea level is something real. It's measured. And it's a perfect storm waiting to happen, because on a global measurement, if you think of the population growth that's anticipated, which is a huge population boom, given that and reduced land, and again, harsher elements by which to make that land productive, is, I think, a perfect storm. It's a crisis that's looming large. And so as a world community, we do not have the time to waste. And I kind of like question the president's logic that if we go and battle climate change, we're going to go it alone. Nothing could be farther from the truth. The EU, China, Japan, Germany, Brazil are all investing in this agenda. There are probably six digits worth of electric buses in China now operating. We're in the hundreds. Everybody's making their contribution. I spoke to the Nordic Nation Compact that's dealing with the climate issue, and their climate neutrality project has them gangbusters into this. This is not just about a challenge with Mother Nature and environmental stewardship. Alan, it is about creating jobs. Just like the global race on space that found us introducing technology into every sector of the economy, but it made us the kingpin, the go-to economy in the worldwide population. The same thing can happen here if we take advantage of the leadership that we can insert here to solve our climate woes and create jobs in the outcome.
Paul Tucker, who is your equal? You're the head of the climate subcommittee. Which senator in the upper, in the different house?
Senator Murkowski would play a key role with energy. I think that...
How is she?
We've met. She's somewhat in beat with the program that we're offering. There's always differences, and there are some things that folks may not want to do. But I think that, we're approaching this on a two-path scenario. One where there's more buy-in, bicameral bipartisan buy-in, and hopefully we'll get that agenda moving so that we can offer a reduction of the carbon footprint. But then the other is the more strenuous, the more difficult, and that's putting a price on carbon. And that will be difficult to determine. But while this president is in the White House, we have all that time to work on a project, hear from the various perspectives, let them fine-tune it in a draft format of legislation, and move forward with aggressive reform.
Paul Tucker is a Democrat of New York's 20th District. Paul, it's always great, and we are incredibly grateful that you show up and you talk to us.
Thank you.